Hello everyone, welcome back to Cat's Path. Oh my gosh, so many exciting things, honestly. So we're gonna recap real quick. I went to a wedding over the weekend. Hold on, I'm moving the microphone. I went to a wedding and it was super fun. It was with a lot of people I guess I knew as a baby because everyone was saying, "Oh my gosh, I held you when you were a baby. Oh my gosh." It was one of those things, but it was super fun. And while I'm not planning my wedding, there's no wedding to plan. I was like making mental notes in my head, being like, I liked this, I didn't like this, I would have done this, if it was mine, but it's not, and it will not be. Let me just say that straight up. Oh, excuse me. But it was a super fun little weekend, which it was the Saturday before Easter, so then I went into Easter, and on Easter Sunday I went to Jacob's house and hung out with him and his family for a little bit, and then we went to Petco. And when I was in Petco, hold on, I'm pretty sure I can say her name, but I'm just checking. Yeah, I ran into Castellan, which is my friend from Explorers. She was in Explorers a couple years back, and I ran into her and she was like, "You want to come over for my house?" And I was like, "Come over to my house for Easter." And I was like, "Sure." So Jacob dropped me off at her house and we hung out, which was great. She goes to college out of town, so I don't see her very much. So it was really nice getting to hang out with her for a little bit, catch up, see her family because they like me. So it was cool to hang out with her. I watched her feed her snake, which was interesting. She has a ball python. So that was super cool. So the new job before literally Tuesday, I kind of thought they didn't like me, and I didn't know if it was because I'm new or not, if that's why they just weren't that fond of me or something. But as of literally yesterday, it went a lot better. There's so much to learn, and I was like, this is gonna be real fun, not if I have to learn all this stuff and these people don't like me. Because it is so much to learn. And not only that, but it's a lot of old habits that I'm gonna have to break because this is a real, not the place that I didn't work at before wasn't a real company, but I mean it's a real company, it's a real like corporation. So I have to break a lot of old habits that I had gotten used to at my old job to really fit and thrive into this new job. And I was super worried that like I was gonna have to try and figure all of this out on my own, and that they weren't really gonna give me any slack, you know, because obviously I'm gonna make mistakes. And it almost felt like they wouldn't have accepted any mistake. I'm like, don't know if I can do this. But yesterday went a lot better, kind of actually starting to talk to these people, which is good, and I'm happy about that. But it's only been like my fifth or sixth day, so I know I just have to give it time, potentially. And even if it doesn't really get better, I'm not gonna move jobs again, so I'm just gonna have to suck it up and do my work to the best of my ability and, you know, make that dough. But it went better. It's going better. So now we're officially in week two. Sorry, I'm fixing my mic again. But it went better, and I think it will be fine in the long run. It's just a lot to learn. They expect a lot from me, which is good, which is what I want. You know, I want to have expectation and all that jazz. So I'm pretty sure it'll be fine. And I think yesterday kind of gave me a little bit of what's the word? Well, I got some relief, I guess, figuring out like, okay, this, you know, things are kind of starting to happen, and maybe I won't, I shouldn't be as scared as maybe I am. So, We will see how that goes. But week two, seeing how that all works out. And we're already in April. It is April 3rd. Wow. Literally 4 months in already, and it does not feel like that long. Like my birthday was 4 months ago. Crazy. So, anyway, but that new job, I think it'll be good. Sorry. So, I'm not as comfortable as I normally am. So, anyway, the new job I think will be good. Just still very nerve-wracking, and I do have a lot to learn. And I know I'll handle it. Like they said yesterday, they were like, "You learn so fast." I'm like, "Are you sure?" Because it doesn't feel like that. But they were like, "Oh yeah, it takes like 6 months for everything to start making sense." And I was like, "I will need that 6 months because there's just so much I have to learn and get comfortable with and do." So I'm still like before, I really wasn't nervous going into it, but now I am nervous. What am I? I'm nervous now for real, actually. Nervous, and we're just gonna have to try and make the best of it, you know? Each day is a new day. I know that, and I just have to keep remembering that. And a job's a job, you know? I have like different mindsets on how to think about it. Sometimes, you know, it's the mindset of like, you know what, a job's just a job. I'm just here to make money. And some parts of me are like, I want to enjoy where I'm working, you know? So it's a lot of back and forth for me. But whatever. So that's a small little update on that. So the biggest news out of everything today or this week is a huge step forward. And some people aren't really gonna understand where I'm coming from when I say this, but I'll kind of break it down, I guess, in my perspective. So I think it was last Thursday, I bought a car. Let that sink in. Let that sink in. I bought a car. Oh my gosh. And where I say, you know, some people won't really understand because, like, you don't even have a license yet. Why do you need a car? And I'm telling you, because I know me well enough, I cannot jump around from this car to this car, you know, trying to make it work. I'd like to, if I'm gonna pass this test confidently, like I want to do, I need to be in something that is going to be mine, that I'm gonna be comfortable with. And yeah, so I took that step and I'm super proud of myself that I was able to make that move. And now I just have to go take the test after I get comfortable, you know. And I did schedule my test, and I have about a whole month to practice, which I think will be good. And I am just so excited, like so excited, because this is the start of actually making moves and just, I don't want to say growing up, but for me, yeah, growing up. You know, and I'm not like a car fanatic or anything crazy, but I am obsessed with this car. I love it so much. I want to take care of it. I want to it to take care of me, and just it's gonna be the gateway for so many things to me. And I'm super excited and thankful that I was able to make that decision and do it. And I have it. And I just think it's going to be so beneficial, because even if I got the if I did the driver's test and I passed, what would I drive on the daily? Because everyone else has cars that they use all day, every day. So I would still need one anyways. I just got it early, so I'm just super, super excited. Sorry. Just I'm so proud of myself, honestly, and everyone else is as well, and that makes me happy. I don't know. I know this is how it has to be for me. This is the move I needed to make, and I'm very proud of myself that I was actually able to do it to benefit me and my future. So I'm super excited for it. I named her Kitty. The name may not stick, but that's what I named her right now. She is a Chevy Trailblazer, just in case you guys were wondering. But I'm super excited about it. I'm so, so happy. And just like, wow, and that's such like a big girl move for me, signing those papers and going through the whole process, like big girl moment. Actually, it was crazy. So I'm just, oh my. Sorry, I guess I'm tired. So I'm just super happy. I'm so happy. Just like, holy crap. Wow. And I mean, I won't reiterate, but yeah, I named her Kitty. I'm super happy, super proud of myself, obsessed with her kitty. And I just think it's gonna lead into some really big things. It's just like a turn for the better now. And I think with this, in the next coming months, like, things can change pretty quickly. I mean, I have a car now. Once I'm able to drive, work will become easier for me. School will become easier for me. I won't feel like such a burden, having to be like, can you take me to work today? Can you take me? Can you pick me up from here? Can I go? Or asking my friends, like, do I want to hang out? Oh, I want to hang out too, but you have to come pick me up. I won't have to do that anymore. I can be that friend. And I'm super relieved that I won't have to deal with that anymore. So I think things can start picking up and changing, and I'm so excited. I really am. And I'm not, I mean excited, of course, but just like so proud of myself that I would just made that move, and wow, just I'm super happy about it, and I hope people understand why I'm happy about it. And not because I feel like when I've brought up getting cars before or something, it was always shut down because of, you don't have a license, why do you need a car? I would need one anyways, people, so it just came first. Chicken or the egg. Car, the license, car. So, to the people who understand where I'm coming from, I know they are happy for me. If you don't understand, that's cool. I understand, and I'm happy, and I'm proud. And I'm kind of at a point now where I'm not asking for permission. I'm not even really asking for support. At this point, with certain things, I don't care if the people around me even support me or not. I'm finally realizing that the age that I'm at, I can start utilizing that privilege. So there's going to be some things where I'm not really asking for permission and I'm not asking for your support. I am telling you this is what I'm going to do for my future and my benefit. This is what I'm doing. Don't really need a yes or no, don't really need a thumbs up. Or the approval, but I'm gonna do it and I'm happy, So that's kind of it. Big moves, new job, new car. I'm just so excited. Things are still very busy though. I feel like I've been hold on. I need to go to bed. I feel like I've been running a little ragged, but I think Explore is just it's just a busy time in Explorers right now, which I think is where all my stress is coming from. So I need to once that kind of gets out of the way, and we hit summer, things will be a little more calm for me. And yeah, I don't know. Not much to say besides those two crazy big, super exciting things. But anyway, trying to think of anything else cool that happened. Nothing really. So just that. And I have a whole month to practice before another big milestone in my life. And I'm just so happy because honestly, I did not want to be like 21 and not being able to drive or whatever. It was never really a big deal for me, and now it's a big deal, and so I'm happy I'm making moves to help myself, you know? So, anywho, I'm excited, and I hope those of you listening are excited too, because this is a big deal for me. And I have so much like energy about it. And again, while I say I don't need the support or the approval, it does kind of suck when no one shares your excitement, you know? 'Cause I'm super excited and super proud, but it does somewhat hurt when everyone's like, "Okay." And I'm like, "What do you mean? And this is a big deal." So I don't know. I want approval, but I don't want approval on what I'm gonna do, but I don't want people to not approve of it and be like, "That was stupid. That was dumb." Like, no. I want you to be happy for me too. So I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm tired. I've already yawned like 3 times. Maybe that's why I'm just speaking gibberish. So I'll go ahead and end it here. Thank you guys so much for listening. Start of the new month. We're on episode 17. I think episode 20 is going to be the end of season one. And after the end of season one, I'm going to take a off season, which really means a week. I'm gonna give myself a week. And then we'll be back with season two. So in that time, I am still hoping to have a guest. And I'm pretty sure this mic can withstand two voices, so I think I'm just gonna go for it and try and get a guest in here soon before the end of season one. So we'll see how that goes. But I will let y'all go for now. Thank you so much for listening, as always, and I will see y'all next week. Bye!